أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. From the beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala had taken various qasams to show that these people who had dug those trenches and burnt a fire in it, that they are totally destroyed. And Allah gave a description of that fire, and also that how they had tormented and tortured the Muslims, those who believed in Allah Ta'ala, and threw them into that fire. So Allah Ta'ala in this ayat now explains that this punishment of Allah Ta'ala is not only for those people who were at that time, which is a historical aspect, and from history it has come through the Ashab-e-Ukhdud, these people who had dug these trenches, but this is a principle and a law of Allah Ta'ala for all times. Yeah, particularly reference is made to the people of Makkah, how they had persecuted Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, just for accepting Islam, Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, many other Sahaba, what great difficulties they had to go through. How many times they had to make hijrat to Abyssinia, etc. They had to leave their hometown just because they had accepted Islam. So Allah is warning the people of Makkah, Sharif, as particularly the Kuffar of Makkah, that you are also persecuting and tormenting the Muslims, you can also expect the same punishment as the Ashab-e-Ukhdud, those people who had dug the trench. That same punishment will be meted out to you also. And also in this ayat, Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that Allah Ta'ala put the words also, those who persecute and harm the Muslims, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُ. He says there is no limit to the kindness, generosity, mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that these people who even persecute and harm the Muslims, which is a very, very major sin, just because they accepted Islam and they are now persecuting them. But if they also make tawbah, and in this year, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُ, there is actually encouragement of tawbah. Make tawbah and then you will be saved of Allah's chastisement and punishment also. So people of that guna, of that magnitude and level, Allah Ta'ala offers them also tawbah. Make tawbah and you will be saved. So and a person should never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is most kind and gracious, but it is dependent on sincere tawbah, not just verbal or with the mouth, etc. And that is that a person changes his life, then Allah Ta'ala's tawbah is waiting for, Allah's mercy is waiting for that person. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. There is a general principle of Allah Ta'ala for all times. Those people, tahqeeq, jo deen se bichlaye iman wale mardo ko aur aurto ko, those people who persecute and want people to turn away from their deen, the believing man and believing woman, those who trouble them and don't want them to practice upon their deen, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُ, and they don't even make tawbah, they carry on with this right till the end of their lives. فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ, to unke liye azab hai dozakh ka. Then the punishment of Jahannam is for such people. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ, aur unke liye azab hai aag lage ka. And for them is the punishment of the fire. Like these people, Ashab-e-Ukhdud, that fire which they had lighted to burn the Muslims in it. But on the other hand, that fire afterwards went and destroyed all their homes also. And it is Allah's system. Whatever guna a person commits and he does not make tawbah, then Allah gives a similar punishment. Like they burned the Muslims, Allah made that fire go and burn their homes and palaces, etc. So this is Allah's system always. The type of the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who had committed the great the sin of sodomy. So it was an upside down act. So Allah gave them an upside down punishment also, that they were raised to the skies, to the skies, and thrown down upside down. and then stones, rains of stones came down upon them. So this is always the system of Allah Ta'ala. This is for those people, that is, who persecute non-believers, who persecute the Muslims and make them turn, want them to turn away from their deen. We also should consider how much in our family circles we are pious ourselves, we are practicing upon deen, but when somebody wants to do a little bit more of deen, we discourage that person. So we should be careful also, though not to that magnitude, but to a much lesser level. Somebody wants to keep a beard, we discourage. Somebody wants to go in parda, we discourage. Somebody on a social function, like a wedding, etc., some boy or girl wants to maintain parda, from whom they have to maintain parda, then we have a problem with that, and we tell them all various things, that how, what you're breaking up the family unity, you are staying separate, you're not sitting at the same table, whereas they want to maintain parda. There are many other things. Somebody in the family doesn't want us to venture with a interest bearing a loan, etc., and we say you are too pious, it's permitted now, etc. So all, there are many things we have to check ourselves also, that we go to a much, much, much more lesser degree, but we must not fall prey to this also. Anyone who wants to practice deen, we should encourage that person. And we find lot of instances, those who themselves were not practicing deen, but they allowed, encouraged, gave support to those who want to practice deen, Allah made their work also. They also got Tawfiq of Tawbah, and they died in a very good way. So we should never discourage anyone who wants to practice deen in its proper way. We should never be an obstacle. We should try and encourage those people.